locked up DeAndre Jordan in his house to keep him with the squad. Paul said you guys did some things during the year he didn't want to get into, but as a team, what did you guys do to send a message, you know, he needs to stay here?
I didn't make that one.
We're glad Paul wanted to come back. Yeah, we worried for a minute there. But no, we didn't lock him in his house, though. So that was a pretty funny story.
Did you guys send him any messages? I mean, did you guys do anything subtle on the subtle side?
Not really. I don't have a good story for you. I'm sorry.
I've loved reading about all of your off-season training rituals. Is it Misogi? Is that how it's pronounced?
Yeah.
How has that physiological self-awareness helped you in rehabbing injuries?
Well, I didn't get to do one this summer because I had injuries, so that was kind of a bummer. But I think just, you know, learning how to grind and really push yourself, there's a lot of lessons in that, you know. So it's done a lot for me in training and just like pushing your personal boundaries and physical boundaries. And I feel like I learned a lot.
I mean, no one knows you better than you. I mean, how are you feeling?
I feel good. I feel like I'm somewhere between good enough and great. So that's good enough, right? We have a month of preseason and keep on getting better. And but like, I'll be out there practicing tomorrow.
When did they clear you for 5-on-5 full basketball?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
A little while.
I think it was just like one day you kind of walk in and you're like, 5-on-5 today? Like, yeah, 5-on-5 today. So that was, I don't know.
The others knew their day better.
Yeah. No, I didn't really have a day. Yeah. So, but I feel good. I've been playing 5-on-5.
Right.
Yeah. Good enough.
No doubt that by the start of the season, especially you'll be ready. I mean, you're 100% ready to roll.
Totally. Confident.
Was that frustrating though, when knowing your off-season workout and what you wanted to do, that you couldn't do any of that? Or is that a fair word to use? Or?
Yeah, no, it was not the off season that I was hoping for. Because I had two surgeries, you know, so I tried to get them both done at the same time. I was like, just like knock me out. One doctor comes in, he goes out, and I really fought for this. Like me and Bud, we had this probably not so good like yelling conversation on the phone. I'm like, just make this happen. Doctors didn't think it was a good idea. Because, like, what if I had to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night and I slipped on some crutches because my elbow, and, you know, like, it wasn't going to work very well. So, yeah, it made for a lot of rehab, you know. It was, like, a long, kind of, like, long summer in that way. It limits you in a lot of what you would rather be doing with your off-season, so. But there was definitely good moments as well, and, I'm ready to get back to work.
Do you think it helps in any way? I mean, is there the good side to it in the sense of it makes you maybe rest a little more than you would have? I mean, when you get to the advanced age that you are, you know.
advanced age.
I mean, you're only 20 years younger than I am. But
yeah. You know, I think there's definitely a silver lining in it. Mm-hmm. You know, I think I'm still trying to find it. But no, it was good. Like, you know, I was home a lot. Like, I feel like I got to be a really great dad this summer. You know, I got to spend a lot of time with my kids, and that was good. It was really good.
And now you were ready to go to training camp.
And now I'm ready to go to work. You know, no, I'm joking. You know, but it was definitely. I mean, it was interesting going from like you're so fully engaged in the playoffs, and then all of a sudden, like boom, you're hurt and you're out and you're done, and you're not just done, but you're stuck on the couch. You know, that was interesting to kind of deal with and sit back and reflect on, you know, the season and think about what you want to accomplish still in your career. And, you know, like, I definitely don't want to be done. So, like, you want to keep on working and keep on trying to get better. And, so it was that, I think that was part of the silver lining, probably.
What does Kyle Korver do when he's stuck on the couch? Do you watch game film?
No, what did
real,
I do?
It was like, real,
what
real
did I do when we were on the couch? I don't really know.
Real
no,
house was,
yeah, no, I didn't get into any on TV. But, no, like I said, just spent a lot of time with my kids and did some reading. Obviously, you know, watched the games. You know, But no, I didn't like have some amazing breakdown synergy, my shots from the year. I didn't do anything like that.
What are the expectations going into this season when you, when you've had a summer to reflect on just what this team did last year, 60 wins, Eastern Conference Finals?
What are the expectations for this year?
Yeah.
I mean, you guys have all been around Bud. He just preaches like the daily grind. Right? You gotta get better today. And I think, you know, going through the playoffs, I mean, that's when you really learn about yourself and your team. And, you know, everyone's very hopeful today. You know, on media day, everyone, you know, wants to talk about championships or what they feel like they can accomplish. But man, we really just focus on the daily grind. And you know, the playoffs showed us where we need to get better. You know, there's a lot of great things that happened. I mean, even though, you know, obviously we didn't win the championship, like, there's a lot of great things to take from that, because, you know, we want to keep on getting better. You know, like, last year was just a step in the direction that we want to head. You know, it ended up being a lot bigger step than we thought it was going to be, but it was just a step. Like, we weren't there yet. You know what I mean? Like, we weren't the champions last year. Like, we felt good about what we were doing, the progress we were making, but, like, we knew last year was a step in the right direction. And it, like I said, it ended up being a bigger step than I think we thought it was going to be. But we just want to keep on making those steps, right? And we want to keep on getting better. And I think Bud just does a great job of just keeping us focused on that.
You didn't have the crazy offseason workout. You guys do lose to Mari. How important is this training camp and preseason to not only personally for you to kind of get your rhythm back, but also the team in and of itself kind of, I guess, rediscovering what you guys had last year?
Yeah, it's very important. You know, I think we're adding a couple pieces who are going to be like a big part of what we do. You know, luckily, you know, Thiago probably knows our offense better than we do, you know. he'll bring his own little twist to us, stuff they didn't say, so that's exciting. So it's good to go. Just, we all get to, you know, get on the same page again. Obviously, you know, losing to Mari hurts. We got guys who can step up, you know, and we got to figure out who that is and what that looks like. And it won't look exactly the same. It'll be a little different, but we'll figure that out. But I think, you know, even, you know, it's just, you know, we had a little meeting before we came out here, and I just, you know, said who we are. This is what we do. We're going to compete. We're going to keep getting better every day. So I think really just setting the tone for the season, that's what training camp is for. Sure, there'll be some new drills and a couple new plays, but it's just like, you know, we got to, I think we're going to come back hungry from last year and how the season ended, you know, just ready to go back to work.
Nice to see Tabo back. I mean, I suppose that's an understatement.
Yeah. Great to see Tabo back. We've been playing one-on-one, like, every day. Like, I want Tabo to be on my team again. He looks great. You know, shooting the ball really well. I'm really excited. He's going to have a great year.
Can you tell us about the video you did with Jeremy Lin? Like, how did
That's pretty cool.
So he came up to Santa Barbara to work out at P3 one day. And we've been kind of talking some. We hadn't really hung out in person before. But he came up to work out, and we were just kind of like kick it for a day. And he's like, and we're shooting a video. Do you care if we bring some long socks and you be a part of it? And I was like, sure. but he likes doing stuff like this. Yeah. And he did a great job. It was funny, I thought.
So ad-lib the pulling down his headband.
Yeah, that was kind of ad-lib. But,
it was cool.
You try to get your kids involved like you did with
Riley and stuff? Yeah, no, I,